Okay. Welcome back to the Late Night Tangents podcast. We hope everybody's doing okay. My name's Eric.
My name's Taylor.
What are we doing today, Taylor? Do you know?
We're recording podcast number 3.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. This is podcast number 3. Yep. I think a little background again. This was a 2-hour endeavor trying to figure it out. I think we got the audio figured out. So I think we're cooking in some peanut oil.
For the most part.
Yeah. We're sounding crisp, we think.
Oh, yeah.
If we don't, and I go back and edit this, I'm just going to be like, well, that sucks.
That's got to be up anyway. Got to be better than the last one.
Yeah, the last two were not very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so this week's episode of the Late Night Tangents podcast.
Yes.
Oh, shit, they're coming for me.
Oh, I can kind of hear them.
Yeah, those cops.
Is your window open?
No.
Oh, geez.
Well, see, the thing about New York City police cars, their sirens have, I don't know what it's called, but it's like that lower tone that vibrates so you can hear it.
Oh.
I guarantee your dad knows what it's called. I don't.
I have no idea.
I'm kind of a little bit ashamed. I should know. All right, Taylor, what do you got for us this week?
Gosh, I don't even know.
First of all, let me ask you this. How was your week? What's been going on in the life of Taylor?
Oh, geez, man. Oh my gosh, dude, I wasn't ready for any questions tonight. what's been going on? I just got over a nasty cold.
Did you get the vid?
No.
Did you get COVID?
No. I did have to call out, or I left work early one day.
Oh.
I haven't had to do that in so long. I felt bad.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know.
Well, if you weren't feeling well.
Yeah, no. Oh, I went and visited Alyssa in Colorado.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Was that fun?
It was cold.
Really? Well,
we didn't,
yes, Eric.
We don't ever really do a whole bunch when I come to visit. I'm always just so tired. Like, I just sleep in and eat food.
Kind of like a reset.
Yeah, but then it's like I usually travel home on like Sunday nights, and then I usually get like 3 hours of sleep before work.
So you're really only there for a day, essentially.
Yeah, like a full day.
Wow.
Yeah, the rest of it's just traveling. It's terrible.
What are the plane tickets like, the price of those?
Well, I don't want people to know. I mean, it's only 8 people listening to the podcast right now, so I guess it doesn't really matter. They're cheap. They're like 40 to 100 bucks.
Oh, wow.
Tops.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. I fly Spirit. And I don't pick a seat.
I'm going to Texas for Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, Tejas.
Yeah. I'm flying Spirit.
Yeah.
And I'm not looking forward to it.
As long as you don't fly Frontier.
Okay, is it a bad thing for me to say Spirit Airlines is... You know what? Maybe I'm just going to refrain from saying that.
Yeah, what if they want to sponsor us?
That's true. We'll be more than willing to accept any sponsorship from anybody.
That might not be true, but...
That... I can concur with that. No, but I'm flying Spirit, and I've only ever flown Spirit once. And the audio is probably loving all these S's and P's.
Oh, yeah.
And that was when I went to Las Vegas that one time. But that was Oregon to Las Vegas is what? Like a 2-hour flight? Two-hour flight?
Hour 50.
Like an hour. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gosh. that's going to be... What is it to... I'm curious. What is it to Colorado to...
Vegas.
Yeah.
Hour 30.
Really?
Yeah. They advertise it as 2 hours, though.
I would not have expected that to be such a long flight.
Oh, it's pretty much the same distance from Oregon to Vegas as Vegas is to Colorado.
Oh.
It's pretty similar.
Okay, well, then that's not that bad, then.
Yeah.
See, I've only ever... You know what? We're moving on from the topic of... planes.
I guess so.
So yeah, you went to Colorado for a couple of days. That must have been nice.
Yeah, we hung out, whatever. And then oddly enough, my two of my coworkers were on the same flight as me.
Yeah.
And
wait.
Yeah. They went to Colorado the same weekend.
Oh, from Iros.
Yeah, yeah.
that's fucking funny.
Yeah, I had actually I did have a clue. The week before, Alyssa and I booked a trip, and it didn't even like click in my head that Josh, my manager, was just like, he's like, "You going to Colorado this weekend?" And I was like, "Oh shit." I was like, he's going to Colorado this weekend too. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, who are you flying with? And I'm like, Spirit. And he's like, what time on Sunday are you flying home? And I was like, bitch, are you shitting me? So
he gives you those eyebrows of like,
yeah.
And you're just like, I already know where you're going with
yeah.
this.
So I was like, yeah, flight takes off at 10:33. And he's like, flight takes off at 10:33. And I'm like, oh my God, we're on the same fucking return flight. So, yeah, I caught him at the airport when I was coming home. And they were down bad. They had the same sickness as me. I just wasn't as sick yet, but they were like, they were struggling through the airport. It was hilarious.
Just walking behind them a couple hundred yards, and you're just like,
no, they made me walk with them the whole time.
Oh,
they had their wives with them too.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, they're good people. I like them. I don't know what, yeah, never mind. We'll pass on that one.
Yeah, I was going to ask you something, but now I can't remember what I was going to say.
Probe?
Yeah.
Going to probe me?
No. Oh, that's what I was going to say. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I no longer have the facial hair.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Is that the first thing you noticed?
Yeah, I was like, cleaned it up for me.
Right, so there's obviously a reason. I in the opera that I'm in, I'm playing a not so little boy. So, I had to shave my face.
A not so little boy.
Yes, because I'm the tallest member in the cast.
Of course.
And, I'm playing a little boy, and they paired me up with the shortest person in the cast, and she's playing an old woman, and I'm playing the tallest. So there's that kind of contrast of,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah. Did you see where they were going with that?
You got like a main role or some shit?
No, I'm in the ensemble.
Oh.
But what I wanted to show you was I took pictures when I was shaving myself and I was doing funny stuff.
Funny stuff.
I'm just going to send you.
No, you can't send it to me. My phone's my camera right now.
Oh, shit.
Gosh, dang it. Can you just email
them? No, I don't want you to have that shit forever. Okay, I'm gonna try to show you on the camera.
Jeez. Oh my God. Looks like a mugshot.
That's just the stash. I'll send it to you when you have your phone. You could see it a little bit better. And this dude, you're going to shit your pants.
Oh my God. Bro, it looks like I'm looking at your father. I was like, that looks like Dougleson.
That's so funny.
Or you kind of look like a little bit of, you got a little Walter White action going on there.
Yeah, with the
goatee.
The goatee.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the case, though. It's like, because you don't see a lot of people have goatees. You know what I mean?
Not anymore.
So, well, I guess. Right. So, yeah. When you see someone have a goatee, your mind immediately goes to like characters in like movies or things that are monumental in your mind. And you're just like, oh, you look like Walter White. Because that's 100% the truth. Because Walter White had the goatee.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not wrong. You know? I guess I don't actually think about that, how my brain processes that and looks for some sort of a comparison.
Yeah. It's funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyways, do you have any questions for this week? Or is this just going to be a free-for-all? Our first free-for-all.
Yeah, we should do a free-for-all. I've actually been...
Go ahead.
I forgot to talk about... I went to SEMA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You were sending me videos.
And
you
know.
Like, it's your boy.
I was just like, do we just talk about ourselves and a common hobby that we got? Is that dumb? No.
No, I think... because I don't think people know. I think that's fine. Because I think it was either the first episode or the second episode, which isn't, well, it's out.
Yep.
We talked about our careers and what we were doing and how we perceive helping people, or I think something along those lines.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever really said what like our hobbies are outside of that. So I think if we dive into that, I think that's completely fine if we do that.
Sure.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. That'll be an easy one. It'll be juicy.
Yeah, it would. Do you want to start or shall I dip our toes first?
I don't know.
I think you should start because that's what you kind of do. Kind of.
Yes.
Okay. Go for it.
What do I do here? I start from the first day I found out I like cars.
I'd say, you know what? I say you could start from... Because I could be incorrect of when you first started liking cars, but I think I have it, which really is what kind of started our relationship.
Oh, well, I was going to... talk about when I had my 97 GMC Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. I remember the day that my mom was like, yeah, you could tear apart that whole car if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that's weird. I guess you could if you wanted to. And then I was just, that's when I started tinkering around and became curious. And then I remember math class with Tyler in high school.
Yeah.
Sophomore year.
Yeah, I think you're going on the lines prior to what started our friendship, I think.
Yes. This was like 9 years ago when he's just trying to talk to me about a catalytic converter. And I was like, what the heck is that? Had to draw it out for me.
What did you just call it?
Catalytic converter.
Isn't it catalytic?
Same deal. That's how I say it. Catalytic.
Okay. Continue.
Probably right. Yeah, so he drew it out for me, and then I was like, oh. I'm just like, so that's how you modify your exhaust then, huh? And then it was just all from there. Had to go through the whole phase of just being typical car fanboy, you know, where you start doing like you start replacing your little valve stems with like some cheese ball thing you get from O'Reilly's, and then you plasti dip your wheels, and then all of a sudden everything else on your car is plasti dipped, and you're like, my car looks like shit now. I went through a light bar phase. Dude, I've been through it all.
I have not been through it all.
No.
That's okay.
I didn't even talk about... I'm assuming you are going to talk about the time I handed you the keys to the Jimmy and you just started ripping through the parking lot.
Oh, that's right.
I thought you were going to flip it, dude. You're on three wheels.
Well, so here's the, here's the deal. So you and I had always... I think we all like ate lunch together as a group, and I guess we were acquaintances, but we weren't really, would you say we were friends?
No.
We were acquaintances, and Tyler and I were really close, and him and I both had that relationship with cars. But I was more known as being quote unquote the driver versus the, like the, I don't want to say mechanic, but the person who works on the cars. I liked driving versus like throwing like
tinkering.
Tinkering or whatever. I don't remember how it came about, but you were just like, I think you had asked. I was just like, oh, that's kind of a bitchin' ride you got there. And I think you asked, because I don't ever remember asking you if I could drive it. I think you were just like, yeah, you want to take it for a rip?
And I never did that.
Yeah. I was just like, and I'm like, fuck yeah. And so I get in that
and I'm
thing
like, fuck yeah.
and you're just like, sweet. Was Jeff in the back seat?
No.
Or was Tyler...
No, we were just standing on that little island of, like, dirt watching you.
I swear to God you were inside.
No, I would not go inside with you.
That's right. God damn, you must have had a lot of trust in me back then.
Dude, I was like, it wasn't trust. It was actually distrust. That's why I was outside of the vehicle.
You could call it ignorance because you didn't know what I was going to do.
I was like, he's going to do something. He's never not going slow.
Oh, that's right. Because I was in the minivan, remember? And Jeff was behind me. And I floored it that one time. And we were just sitting in the line waiting to get out. And you guys were behind me. Sitting in Jeff's Beamer. And like... maybe that was a different time.
I don't recall. Were we just shook by how fast this minivan was?
You guys were. That fucking minivan was quick. It
got out.
No, but then I drove it around the parking lot. That I can't believe I did that in someone else's car, because that parking lot was so bad. It was just eat your tires up with the kind of force I was putting on it. And then almost flipping it over, and I was inside completely like, I'm going to drift this thing.
I think that's what you were just like, is that thing rear-wheel drive?
I think that's what it was.
And I was like, well, yeah.
I'm like,
all right.
In the middle of
the school day.
In the middle of the school day. People were in class and I'm trying to drift the car.
You're out here just ripping through the parking lot. Dude, going around these corners that are literally just 90s. Just with speed, man. You're going like 30.
I'm like, oh, and I think I flew over those bumps too.
Yeah, I've never seen a car move so quick through a high school parking lot.
Golly, that's hilarious.
I remember the time you drove up on the curb in your dad's truck.
I didn't do that. I totally did that.
Yeah.
I did so many. Oh my gosh. I did. Because there was a time I was driving my dad's truck for, that was a whole year, wasn't it? That was like my whole senior year.
Yeah.
And
that was bad.
I think, that whole, That whole way up, the passenger side was up on the curb, and I was just...
Yeah, just passing everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brutal.
But, yeah, that's kind of where we kind of got started with, like, I think, cars. But I don't think... I think really how our friendship really got started was when I bought my first car. Because you you got a car.
Yep.
And then, because you and I never hung out outside of school.
No.
And then I bought my first car and it was Crown Vic.
I think that's when I realized how close you were, like living.
Yeah.
Or you lived like 5 minutes away.
Yeah, because I had told you, I was just like, I got a Crown Vic, and you're like, no. And I'm like, yeah. And then I think I snapped you, and I was just like, hey, do you want to come over and check the Vic out? And you're like, sure. I think I was doing something. I think I was changing spark plugs or something like that.
Yeah, you had a misfire.
Yeah. And and then from there... It kind of just spiraled. We started doing more and more stuff, with cars and doing stupid shit.
That's
cars.
When we were trying to do Hilltop Garage.
Oh yeah, which is now something else.
Neverland Fabrication.
Yeah.
Which is now Hot Dog Guy.
Yeah, but that it's crazy to see where. That's how our car stuff happened, because then you really got into it, and then you got a VR6, and that's when it started serious, I think.
Started welding.
Yeah.
Started doing really dumb stuff.
That's crazy to me.
That's so long ago. So long ago, man.
I know.
That's insane that you and I have known each other that long.
I know, we've been out of high school for 6 years now, seven.
Yeah, what the heck?
7 years.
Yeah, man.
We're coming up on freaking our 10-year.
Interesting.
I know.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
Yikes.
I know.
So anyways.
Yeah, go ahead, continue.
All right, yeah, okay. What was I talking about? SEMA?
Yeah, SEMA. I think we were just talking about like how we got started in cars and
the evolution.
Do you want to tell them about the Exploder?
I think there's still... Actually, there's a video on my Instagram. It's the only video that starts out as a black screen and just instantly cuts to Eric and I screaming. It's hilarious.
Yeah,
I don't know. We just we got a car for free from one of our buddies. And I was like, free car that runs and drives? Oh, yeah, that's mine. So... It was a 96, 97 Ford Explorer. Freaking green. Stock everything. It was just...
Almost patina.
Oh, it was borderline. Yeah. But our buddy got it from an auction for, I don't know, like $200. And we were just like, you know what? I know how to weld, kind of. I know how to make stuff stick together was kind of more my progression with welding at the time. So we went and got a turbo out of the junkyard off of an old Saab 900 or whatever the heck they are.
Yeah.
And, welded that bad boy on there and made a whole bunch of videos, called it Hilltop Garage, destroyed some... grass. we got stuck in the front lawn of Tyler's old house.
Oh, gosh.
Couldn't get out. It was too snowy. And we had tires that were literally as smooth as credit cards.
Yeah.
Just like.
Exactly.
And four-wheel drive didn't work.
Yeah. And then we've had various cars.
Yeah.
Since then. And you have obviously gone much, much further in the terms of your progression in cars.
Yeah, that's why I'm broke.
I think, and I just kind of, I did. You had the.
Jeez. Struggle bus. I eat. Just spit it out, man.
Oh, Lord. you got a V8, a C10, and that kind of that through that, which is what got dude.
Now you're I bought a 1981 Chevy C10 and had a small block Chevy in it. It is a 4-speed manual, just junk. But it was cool. It was cool when we picked it up. I couldn't say no. Even if it didn't run, I was like, dude, I'm taking this. This is a gem. This is a piece of the past. 81, bro? What's the math on that? Like 43 years old?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're correct. Yes, 43.
Ooh. That was tricky.
Well, and that's it kind of because I had always wanted a Mustang, like a old school Mustang, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's bad because you kind of influenced me because you got this C10 and it was
peer pressure.
It was the coolest thing. And I'm just like, you know what? I have zero money to my name, but I'm going to take out a personal loan. And I did a cash loan to get that an 85 Fox body. You rebuilt yours.
Is that?
You rebuilt the engine, and I rebuilt the engine in my Mustang. Never ended up. I got it to run, but it wasn't.
You did bolt-ons.
Yes. Yes, I only did. You fully rebuilt. I just did the new headers.
You just did heads, cam,
cylinder,
intake.
Yeah. Did heads, I do an intake? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did do
heads,
an intake.
Heads, cam, intake. You didn't do exhaust.
No, it already had an exhaust.
Yeah.
It had a Magnaflow, but I got those long tube headers, though, for it.
Did you put them on?
No, I never did.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I never ended up getting those long tubes on, but I also never got it running fully like it should have.
Uh-huh.
Like it idled fine, but every time I'd put it into drive, it would just stall. And it became too much of a trial and error, like trying to diagnose what's going on rather than just, you know, doing something and it working. It was too much of that, and it just became too much money, and I didn't have the time for it, and I was planning on moving to New York, so I just ended up selling it for way under the amount of what I actually ended up buying the parts for. But that's fine. I learned.
Yeah.
Doing it again, I would have pulled the whole engine out.
Yep, for sure.
You did that for yours. You fully redid your...
Yeah, it's the only way to do things.
It's expensive, but... Just, you know, how much did it cost you to get the
cherry picker and engine stand?
No. How much did it cost you to get the block? Redone.
Rehoned.
Yeah.
I think it was only like $500.
Okay, that's really not that bad then.
They painted it, degreased it, bored it, honed it. Yeah, they did the works on it. New freeze plugs.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, we got a little off topic there. SEMA. Now, so you went to that.
Went to that.
You've always been talking about doing that.
It's, for those of you that do not know, SEMA is the largest car expo in the United States. It happens every year. And, I think it's, you definitely have to know the schedule for it to be fun. Otherwise, it's just like any other expo you've ever heard of or gone to. It's definitely overhyped unless you're there at the right times, is what I'm trying to say. Because I went at pretty much all the wrong times. And then it was just like I was walking around looking at different car products, and I was interested for the most part, but gosh dang it. At the end of the day, it was just like I just walked 11 miles for nothing. I was just
right.
There's a few cool things. What are they called? Earth roamers. Have you ever heard of an earth roamer?
Yeah.
Like the gigantic trucks.
Yeah.
Those are way cooler in person than they are online.
Really?
They are massive. Massive, dude.
They look so nimble.
Dude, the tires, I don't even know how big the tire was. It was like 52 inches tall, dude. Like,
oh, Lord.
It's huge. It's really cool. It's really cool. If you ever get to see an Earth Roamer in real life, you'll know exactly why I'm talking with so much enthusiasm.
Yeah, that's neat.
That was one of the cooler things there. Oh, the new Batman movie, the Batman, the Batmobile, was at SEMA.
Haven't seen it.
I just watched the movie for the first time the other day because I was so curious about the car.
With what's his face?
Yeah, from Twilight.
I can't. I can't watch it.
Yeah, no. No, I can't either. It would be cool to see the scenery since it was, wasn't it filmed in Washington?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the Batman. I can't see the Batman after watching.
Because of Twilight?
No, because the guy, you know, nothing to say that he's not a good actor. It's just that I am used to, what's his name?
Not Ben.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale's the best Batman, for sure.
100%.
Kills
He's the best Batman. He did, 100%. And that's why it's hard. He's my favorite Batman.
Oh, yeah.
And there's been a lot of good Batmans, but this other guy, I'm just like, I don't know, Ben Affleck? What was that?
It was.
Sorry to be harsh, but it was just not.
It was okay.
You have to.
Go ahead.
I'm just like, you have to understand about myself. Is I'm DC all the way. Everybody's Marvel, but I'm DC. Like, I'm hardcore DC.
Oh my God, I'm a DC fan. I had no idea.
I would prefer DC over Marvel any day of the week.
Wow.
Except what they did with the Marvel and everything like that. They haven't done a very good job. But Dwayne Johnson playing Black Adam?
Yeah.
Dude,
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't, but I think DC Comics is going to go in a good direction with Dwayne. I hope. I really hope.
It looks exciting. I want to see it pretty bad, honestly. I love superhero movies. Love them.
Do you ever get this way, like when you're watching? I don't know if like when you're watching like action-packed movies or whatnot with like military stuff or guns shooting, whatever. And you just have a moment where you're lying in bed or on the couch and a scene comes up and you're just like, oh, that was badass.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. That's why I watch them.
I verbally say that. Sometimes I even get chills and I laugh a little bit. I'm just like, that was so fucking badass.
No doubt. No doubt. I got goosebumps watching Avatar The Last Airbender, dude, the cartoon. That final fight scene, that's intense, bro. Everybody knows what I'm talking about, for sure.
I have zero idea.
You have to watch Avatar on Netflix. Cartoon. The cartoon, dude. It's so heat. Oh. So good.
I'll have to do that.
What was I going to say? Action-packed movies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are my jam. Have those.
And you know what? And some of them are so bad, but like there's this... I didn't think this movie was necessarily bad, but the battleship where they're fighting the alien things. Talk about the most badass moments. I'm just, because I'm a big, if I were to join any branch of the military, it'd be Navy. Don't we're not even going to talk about it, but.
I just really like that movie because of What's Her Bucket.
Oh, what is her name? Wasn't she in...
is it Brooklyn Decker?
An Adam... Holy shit. You might have just gotten that right the first time. There's no chance I got to look this up.
It's got to be Brooklyn Decker. I feel like I had a mad crush on her back in the day. Is it?
No.
Oh,
my God.
Who's Brooklyn Decker?
It is.
Oh, it is?
Her. It is her. Oh, you got that. And she's also on Just Go With It.
Yeah, I love that movie.
With Adam Sandler.
Yes, and Jennifer Aniston.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe you got that first try.
Dude, unfortunately, that's the only reason I remember Battleship. Alyssa's going to slap me across the face, but whatever.
But that's I think that's great because it has moments like that. I'm like, okay, that was pretty cool.
She's not really gonna slap me across the face. She's a very nice lady. I have to add that in there.
I just have to clarify.
I just gotta clarify.
But yeah. Anyway, SEMA. So you
holy
saw some
smokes,
cool
SEMA.
Yeah, you saw some cool things in there. You sent me a video of my boy, Tanner Faust, drifting it up in his Passat.
It was Tanner Faust, Chris Forsberg, and TJ Hunt.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I had no idea. I was like, who are these other people driving Altimas? But then I guess it makes sense.
Chris,
because,
I mean, he's a big one.
Yeah. Dude, Chris Forsberg... Oh my gosh, that guy is a crazy man.
Wasn't he at the Pat's Acres when we went there?
Yeah. The Turked Bash.
Yeah.
Ryan Turk.
Yeah. What is Ryan Turk doing? Is he doing anything?
Yeah. He's doing stuff all the time.
I haven't followed the car, that kind of stuff in so long. I don't even think they do rallycross anymore. Which is super unfortunate.
I don't think it's in season right now. I think season's over.
Well, not even last year they did it. Oh, that's not true. I think Travis Pastrana had something going on.
I keep seeing Ken Block switching sides just all over the place. He doesn't even have like a sponsor. Well, he's sponsored by Audi right now, but Audi's like very lenient on like his rallycross scene. I don't think Audi really has a car. In rally.
What is he doing? Is he like switching back to Ford?
No. He did Subaru there for a minute, went back to Subaru, drove for them, and I saw
recently?
Him
recently?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought he was driving for like Toyota or something.
Do you know why he left Ford? Do you know that?
I think it's just because he's getting older and he's just like, I don't really want to be, you know, stuck with one company.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, because like he'd always wanted to drive Audis and whatnot, and that's how Hank and Ken got in touch was through Brian Scotto or whatever.
Yeah.
But, Ken's always loved like the Audi, like the UR Quattro, Sport Quattro stuff. Yeah. Loves the 90 Coupe Quattro, all that jib jab.
Yeah.
Sorry. Tangent.
Yeah, no. No, it's fine. That's the whole premise of the thing.
Yeah.
That's interesting, I guess. I'm trying to find a way to end this because we're running out of time on this call. So, and we've already
talked about is myself, and I haven't even talked about SEMA yet. No, it was. I'll just wrap it up real quick here with
okay,
SEMA.
Thank you.
Best car show that I've been to. Probably. I didn't even say that we had a car there, an Iroh's car. But that was cool. I got to work on that. But twin turbo GT4 R8, in case anyone was wondering.
I think they would like to know that information.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I worked on a SEMA car. It's a twin turbo GT4 R8. If you go look up the GT4 R8, it's a homologation car, which just basically means that it's stock motor, stock trans, whatever, and then rear wheel drive instead of all wheel drive. Thing's freaking sick, man. It's one of the coolest. It's like a legitimate race car. It is crazy cool. But we're turning it into a drag car. So.
That's neat.
So, yeah.
I don't need to say neat is that way. Well, that's neat.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I mean, are you ready to wrap it up? Or do you want to continue? It's up to you.
43 minutes. Holy smokes.
I know.
I guess we do need to wrap it up.
Yeah. I'm getting the wave from our assistant that it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah. Hello, assistant.
Hi. Anyways, that is going to wrap it up for this week's episode of the Late Night Tangents podcast. We will have some topics next week, unless you guys kind of like this free-flowing, but I think we should have some, at least one question. I think that's what we're going to try to do. But thank you all for listening. I am Eric.
And I am Taylor.
And that's it. I guess we're out.
That's all I got.
Alrighty. Peace.
Adios.